Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Good morning. Welcome to you all. My goodness. It is the 2nd of April, 2021. This show comes to you each and every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. I can say that with confidence now. I don't know what changed in me. I just made a decision to be on time. The Eric Zane Show podcast begins now.
Yes, hello, Sean Gotti with you once again from Raleigh, North Carolina. And you know what? There's a million other things I'd rather be doing right now. But here I am, listening to the Eric Zane Show podcast. So without further ado, here he is, the one, the only, thank God, Eric Zane.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that, buddy. Appreciate you and everybody else who's made intros for me in the past. I am wearing the same clothes again that I did for yesterday's show. That's how it is for me now. I tell you, I just, my God. It's like, wake up, throw something on. Here we go. It is Good Friday. Okay. Here we go. Getting close. This is like the end of the pregame show before the big Super Bowl for Christianity. Easter. So, all right. Hopefully, you'll be able to enjoy the Easter celebrations. If you're a Catholic, this is the big one. Now, I've covered this before. You've got people who go to who are Catholics, who they're called the Creasters. They go to Mass on Christmas and they go to Mass on Easter. If you only go then, you're a Creaster. Okay. Now, if you are a regular attendee of Mass, or if you do go just at Christmas and Easter, you need to know that the Mass on Saturday night, the vigil, that's the mother. That's the, oh my gosh, you won't believe how many readings and the litany of saints, and then people are getting baptized and confirmed in First Communion. This is the big one. This is the 3+ hour Mass. Stand, sit, kneel. Oh boy. And it starts at like 9 p.m. Goes till about, I don't know, midnight, 12:30, somewhere around there. And then when you're done, you know, since it's the end of the all of the, you know, all your, a lot of people, they give up sweet foods and things like that for Lent. So you have a big party after, and like all the volunteers have like tons of brownies and cookies and snacks. And oh my gosh, it's just an absolute sugar coma. Excuse me. I don't know what the hell my problem is. So that's how it goes. If you're Catholic, today is no meat, no eating between meals, Stations of the Cross. You got Mass tonight, okay, and then tomorrow's Holy Saturday. We're all about it. In this household, I would have to go and get the NFK and drag his ass to Mass. He is well in bed by the time Mass time, 9 p.m., rolls around on Saturday. And this is the reason why I bring that up is because the NFK and I are the only ones in this household. Madison and her and Diana, so the Queen of the Forest, Princess of the Forest, Madison, and her school pal and the school pal's mom, they're gonna drive to like a spring break destination, and before any of you idiots give me a hard time about that, that is okay because you know what they do, they behave themselves. They don't go to a beach and act like idiot spring breakers. They're basically behaving like they are now. So I don't want to hear anybody giving me any shit about saying, yeah, you're supposed to be locked down in your fort. I've never, ever, ever told you what to do. Never, ever when it comes to like staying and going. So just shut the fuck up right now. Get out in front of this. Okay. Just please. Please, I just don't want to hear it. Yeah, there goes Zane. Do as I say, not as I do. Bullshit. Don't even go there. All right? Hell, in the summertime, I'm going to travel again. I'm going to go to Tennessee again. I'm going to wear my dumb mask. I'm in a freaking camper. I'm not like hanging out at the beach, jackass. Jeez. I'm going to go see Kenny. That's like, I've been looking forward to going to see Kenny since the last time I saw Kenny. Can you imagine getting together again with Melinda, Jessica, Kenny, hey, oh my God, Aram, wait a minute, hold on, Jessica, Melinda, Kenny, Aram, Psycho Magician John. Melinda was married at the time, but I think that's done now. If I'm understanding this correctly, The gentleman she was married to, I think that kaput. He was a nice guy, though, to me. I liked him. Who else was there? Who was to my left? That was all the people to my right at the table. Who was to my left? I need help. All right. Today is the day that I get my first vaccination, the NFK and I, who, by the way, I think he's setting a record for days in a row of wearing the same shirt. I'm like, dude, I really want, I have 2 days of wearing the same outfit and I feel bad about that. 8, 9, 10 days in a row with the same fucking shirt is probably a bad idea. Oh my God. So, all right. The NFK and I gonna head down to this gigantic place called DeVos Place. And, in the arm. Here comes the Pfizer. Take your medicine. Jacqueline's boyfriend, Justin, who we celebrated his birthday yesterday, will be meeting us there. We all get our shot, our first shot at 1:45. Stoked about that. I've been down there before with Diana when she got hers, and it's a well-oiled machine. They really do a good job over there. So, okay, welcome into you. The show, of course, as you know, is streamed live every day, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. If you would follow, like the page, please share the video. That helps me. Thank you so much. And Facebook is brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Twitter, a Periscope video brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Follow me at Eric Zane Show on Twitter. Someone pointed me in the direction of a thing that you can, it's a web page, and you put the Twitter name of the person in, and you can see like how many in a day stop following or how many followed. And I am on a progressive downward slope. Okay. It's I used to have plenty more, and I know people are like, oh yeah, you shouldn't care about Twitter followers. No, I absolutely care. I love having Twitter followers because the more people that follow me on Twitter, the more chance that someone's going to discover this show, more people to listen to it. So it's all good. You want more people following you on Twitter. By the way, Twitter brought to you by Blue Frost IT. They sponsor that. Thank you. So if you are not on Twitter, get on Twitter. And once you get on Twitter, could you follow at Eric Zane Show? And if you're already on Twitter and you haven't yet followed me at Eric Zane Show, that makes my life really, really better. Okay, so the more people that follow, the more people see the show, the more people follow the show at Eric Zane Show on Twitter, please follow. YouTube's brought to you by F45 and Byron Center. Eric Zane Show on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Bell notification. Thumbs up, please. I'm on Instagram. Mario sponsors that. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. I completely missed Instagram and some trivia this week. I'm a dumbass. Megan won it last week, and she donated the cash to Lovin' Pups, which I haven't yet sent their way, but I will. Okay. Excuse me. So there you go. That's how you get the show on the live stream. And, of course, the audio podcast available for download wherever you download podcasts. This is all available, all this information available at ericzaneshow.com. You know, I get very excited when I tell you about the success stories. There's two things that I get super excited about. Celestial excitement and my success stories at cooking. And, you know, you're like, God, Zane, you're making me hungry. And I'm going to make you hungry right now, too. I mean, this is just incredible. First of all, Queen of the Forest, when she's talking, we talked about this on the Patreon with Jackie. Queen of the Forest, she says to Justin, what do you want for your birthday dinner?
I want to have shish kebab bar.
Shish kebab bar. So you got all the food there, and you have it like the raw meat, the raw chicken, the shrimp is raw, deveined. All of the vegetables are ready to go. And then you just put it on the wooden skewer, throw it on the grill. You cook it. It's awesome. It's fun. And it's a good time. The only thing you need to do really is marinate the food. Okay. The steak, the chicken, and so on. Not a lot. This is not a ton of work to do shish kebab bar, okay? But for some reason, and Diana doesn't cook. I cook. Not that she doesn't know how. She knows how to cook. I just love cooking food. So,
here I want shish kebab bar.
And then Diana speaks for me, I find out, and says, no, Dad says that's too much work. Now, I never said that. I never spoke those words. So then he's like, okay,
fajita bar.
And so then she says, she comes to me, she goes, yeah, Justin wants fajita bar. And I go, okay, all right, yeah. Now that actually is a hell of a lot more work, fajita bar, than shish kebab bar. But she goes, yeah, do you want fajita bar? Now she's already spoken for me, even though I didn't have a chance. And she sees that I kind of hesitate. Because in my brain, I'm formulating what I need to do for the fajita bar. She goes, okay, oh, you know what? Let's just go to that restaurant in town. And I'm like, I don't really want to spend $100. So I go, yeah, all right. And then I thought about it. I go, no, I don't want to do that. Let me come up with a recipe, and I'll figure this shit out. And I'll do. It's a busy day Friday. I got to take Jason to court. I got to do the podcast, the Patreon. I don't know what time I'm going to get to do the Patreon. So it was in doubt. I didn't know what was going on. So I was a little concerned about the timing of it. That's all. Plus, I had to get the insane asylum done, which, by the way, Kenny is massively butthurt right now because he sent me a bunch of music. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do this list. It's kind of like it's too much of one era of music. And I don't know if I necessarily want. And he was like, oh, come on. He's all mad now. I know it. Anyway. So anyway, I had to get the Insane Asylum done. I had to get the Lost Zane recordings done. There's a lot to do. So I was a little concerned about being able to get fajita bar finished and done appropriately. But I got my acting gear, and I go, it's a go. Okay. And so she, I have her buy all of the ingredients for a fajita bar. Now, Eric Zane fajita bar is everything is from scratch. It's not, she goes, oh, I notice on your list, you didn't send me fajita mix. Don't we need fajita mix? Now I'm like, no, we don't need fajita mix. This is a recipe. It isn't just open up a packet and throw it into a thing and make fajita mix. This is like legit. And so what you, of course, you chop the garlic. You freaking heat the garlic up. And so while the oil is heating up, and then in a bag or a bowl, you mix garlic, you mix cumin, you mix red pepper flakes, salt, pepper. Maybe, oh, chili powder. Chili powder goes in there. Olive oil, and then you have this, what is going to go mix in and coat the freaking meat. I got the beef, top sirloin. I got the chicken breast. So I do the, I mix the bowls full of the olive oil mixture with the garlic and all those spices. Put the meat in there, whip it up, heat the oil on the cast. I got a big cast. You got to have the, you can't go with a little shit cast iron. You got to have a big cast iron. If it's not big, the shit's going to be flying off the top of the pan and into the stove, and it's just a mess. You got to go big or go home. Heat that oil up. You have sliced thin and made into strips red bell pepper, orange bell pepper, and onion. A lot of all of those things. The thing should be full, okay? Heat all that up for 5 minutes. Cook it, okay? It's just starting to get soft to some degree. Pull it all out of the pan. Take that meat that's coated. Throw it right in there. Cook it up. Boom. Then you add the vegetables to it. Then you take it all out. Put it into a Pyrex rectangular serving. Put it all in there. And then you set that aside. Maybe put it in a 170-degree oven to keep it hot. Then you heat up the oil again in the pan. Do it all again with the chicken. So now you got the chicken. You got the beef. Boom. Awesome. Okay, that's about it, man. Okay, then you got the fajita shells. You put them in the tin foil full of, and throw them at 350 degrees for 10 minutes to get them good and hot. Every single one of them. Everybody shows up. You got the diced tomatoes. You got the sour cream. You got the salsa. You got the cheese. You got the guacamole, fresh, homemade Eric Zincho podcast guacamole is there. It's all, you line it up in the bar. You got the Spanish rice. Boom. Okay. Voila. Restaurant style. And everybody's looking at me like I'm amazing. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it wasn't that bad. Wasn't that bad. And I go, and by the way, who decided for me that we can't do shish kebab bar? Mom? What? No, you said you couldn't. The fuck I did. I didn't say shit. Why? No. But it was awesome. It was an absolute awesome, awesome thing. I did not eat a bit of red meat. I did pig out. I had four, count them, four Eric Zancho podcast fajitas. It was all chicken. I cannot eat the red meat. But it was absolutely great. The only way to finish up a fajita party appropriately, a fajita birthday party, and wait till you hear about the stupid card that Jacqueline got Justin, which she bought simply to make me uncomfortable. That is the only reason why she did this, and she made him read it out loud. Oh, God, what is wrong with this woman? I'll get to that a little later. We had a absolute war last night in the house, and oh my God, we were talking, I don't know how we got on the topic, but I have on my phone a video of when we first got Bruce, the Frenchie, and Jacqueline came home, and we revealed to her the dog, and she starts screaming and yelling and crying, and she's so happy, and we all wanted to watch the video. Now, I open up the phone, and I'm scrolling to where the video is. You ever have a scenario where someone is over your shoulder, and though you're eventually going to get to the video, they like think that they know how to click on it first or something like that or faster. But actually how it was, I was getting to the point of getting ready to press the video. And next to the video is other still pictures at about the same era. Madison takes her finger and just touches one, like over my shoulder, while I'm about to press the video to start it. But she kind of misses a picture, and it swipes off of where I was, so now it's jacked. And then somehow, the way I get my pictures, the way they lay out in like a kind of like a mosaic, you know, suddenly I can't do that anymore. It's she's done something to the phone somehow. So I'm like annoyed, and I'm like trying to get it back. And like, no, just click it. Just watch it. I go, no. I'm done trying to look for the picture now. Now I'm trying to get my phone back to the way it was before you reach and touch a stupid phone. So hold those. And they're crowding around me to see it. I go, look, it's going to be a minute because now I'm annoyed and I want to fix my phone. So can you move the fuck away from me a little bit? You're a little too close. They're getting annoyed. Madison says, well, you're stupid. So then I'm like, what? So she says I'm stupid. I don't react. You know, size of the problem, appropriate reaction. I just kind of look at her. And then so this goes on for another 30 seconds. And then she calls me annoying. And then she said, now you guys are probably like, well, what? This is all true. Why are you so pissed off? So then it happens a third time. She says something else stupid. And then I'm like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. This isn't any fun for me. And Madison gets butt hurt, and she's like giving me all this attitude. And, you know, I've got a real problem with people in the world who, with their tone of voice and with just the volume level of the speaking. I mean, those are you can give off the idea that you're in that you're pissed off with someone and basically be an asshole without calling anyone an asshole or saying anything rude, just by your volume and the tone and the condescension and the eye rolls and all those passive aggressive things. I fucking hate that. And then people like in this case, Madison, in some cases, Diana or whomever I'm having the interaction with. Then they said, well, what? No, I'm fine. No, I'm in a good mood. No, I said I'm sorry. No, it's like you can't say those words with that type of tone. That's it. It's as bad. I would be less offended if you would say, go fuck yourself. I really would. Because I don't like you telling me that it's not your problem and you're the one who's actually the good one in this whole whatever this discussion it is, when I know damn well it's not, and I know damn well that you're being a dick because you're talking to me like that. So what the fuck? So I'm getting this condescension and tone from Madison, though she isn't really saying anything at this point explicitly terrible. And so now the dynamic in this household is typically if she starts to get animated and heated and upset, it's going to be tough to walk that back in her world. It's going to take a while for her to calm down. But that doesn't mean I should be treated like shit, you know? I mean, I gotta let people. If someone's treating you a certain way and you don't want it to be treated that way, are you supposed to just sit there and say, oh, I'll just be quiet until they stop? Now, fuck that shit. So I'm like, I'm not yelling at her. I'm not making it really bad. I'm actually playing it cool for a change. Jacqueline's sitting right next to me. Diana is across from me. Diana's given me this look like I'm doing something wrong. Again, it's all passive aggressive, and I'm picking up on it. I'm like, yeah, you know, you want, is this okay? Are you third man in the ring here? Is this how it's going to go now? This was a great fajita party. I just made all this awesome food, even though you said I couldn't make the shish kebab bar, and I did everything I was supposed to do, and all I wanted to do was show this picture or this video of Jacqueline, and somebody touches my phone, I get annoyed, and then everybody calls me stupid. I mean, everybody, or Madison calls me stupid, and she says I'm annoyed, so I'm like, what the fuck? What am I supposed to do here? Well, I was kidding. It was just a joke. Don't you know? I was kidding. So, you know, Jacqueline's sitting right next to me. She's not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. Diana's looking at me like I just, was completely abusive when I wasn't. And I go, what? And she goes, and she gives me this look like, come on, you know, what are you doing? What are you, stupid? And then Jacqueline, thank God. She goes, Dad didn't do anything. It's all Maddie. Dad didn't do a thing. Because, you know, Diana, she just checks into the conversation and just hears like 1% of the thing and immediately indicts me. What the fuck are you doing? So Jacqueline goes, this is all Madison. This has nothing to do with Dad. Dad's actually behaving for a change. And I'm like, shut up. So, okay, there's that. And she goes upstairs because she goes, that's it. I'm going upstairs. Madison, she's all pissed off. She goes upstairs. And so like 1 minute passes and she comes down and she goes, are you ready to be my friend? Are you ready to be my friend now? And she's saying it like that. And I go, and she goes, are you ready to be my friend? Are you ready to accept my apology? And she's saying it like that. And I go, no, because of that. You can't have that type of aggressive posture. You see, it doesn't work that way. You get somebody who says, they get upset that she's aware that she was wrong. So she thinks that if she says sorry, it's going to make it all better. But she's still pissed. So she comes off as aggressive to her dad. And I'm like, well, no, you're not sorry about anything. You're still yelling at me. And she goes, why? See, Mom, I'm saying sorry. And he doesn't even... And I'm like... And Diana's like, well, yeah, but you see, you're talking. She's finally getting it. I'm winning over favor now. So now she's trying to explain to Madison. But she's not thinking straight because she's furious. So I'm like, well, hey, you know, I'm going upstairs. So now, see, Madison is completely outgunned here because, you know, I've kind of gotten more into the momentum of not acting like a dick when these things happen. I want to just scream and throw her out of the second story window, but whatever. I go upstairs and I kind of forget because I try to forget these horrible things, but at some point she continues to escalate it. And now she is crying uncontrollably in her bedroom. And I am in my bedroom and so is Diana. And I hear the wails and she's really upset because she's going on vacation and now this fight is happening. So she thinks that, and Diana comes in and she'll see what you did. And now she's indicting me. I go, what? She goes, and now she's so upset. And oh my God, we're leaving. Oh my God. Can you? And I go, well, yeah, I mean, I know, but it's 7 o'clock at night. I mean, we're going to get this worked out between now and tomorrow morning. I don't think, oh no, this is a big one. I go, it is. What's wrong with you people? Why can't we just let it settle down? You just got to let the fire cool off a little. I go, and then it'll work itself out. Don't worry. So now she's back to being pissed off at me, and I'm not saying shit. And I go, you should probably go in there and talk to her. And then like 10 seconds pass, and the wailing has subsided. So I think, and I said, oh, maybe you don't have to, because it sounds like she's calming down. I walk through the hall. I start going down the steps, and then she starts wailing again. And I said, oops, my mistake. I think she needs your attention. Now, what I said was, I think she needs your attention. What Madison hears, though, is she just does this for attention, which is a completely different scenario. And whoa, now we've got Pompeii. Mount Vesuvius, kaboom! There it goes, man. And all the villagers in Pompeii are going, oh my God, it's a big one. Holy shit. Oh no, we're going to die. And she comes out of that room and she goes, oh, I cannot believe you just said that to me. Now, even if I had said, which I didn't, if I had said she only does this to get attention, that would be a bad thing to say, but it isn't like I told her I wish she was never born or something like that. But you see, in this problem that we have, she's looking for anything to latch onto to indict me, to deflect, okay? So I'm like going, wait, huh? This is a mental health issue. Oh, my God, how can you say that?
that to your daughter. And I'm like, wait, I'm confused. And then Diana, who was just pissed at me, she goes, well, wait a minute. He didn't say, and so she clears it up for me. And so it's then she doesn't know what to do because she's, and she can't just shut it off. And it's just fucked, man. So I'm just kind of like, all right. So I go into the bathroom and then I find the greatest thing ever. I was reaching in to get like whatever toothpaste or something like that. And I see something that I hadn't used in quite some time, that my earplugs, these. And so I get the earplugs and I put them in and I'm like, oh, heaven, because she is still screaming bloody murder. So those things are so damn amazing and effective because, you know, the stress that I get from her screaming and yelling, it's really, really palpable. But with the earplugs in, but she can't see that I have them in. So I have to really put them in there far. So I was concerned I wouldn't even be able to get them out because I put them in like to the middle of my brain. And my God, it's like my head is in a soundproof room. She's still in the room losing her mind. And I'm just sitting there looking at my phone, waiting for it to subside, waiting for the tsunami to stop, the waves stop breaking out of the shore. Took about 25 minutes, and then finally she pulls out of it and comes back to the, everything's fine. My God. Oh, incredible. And then, so then she comes in and she says like a normal apology. And I go, oh, okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. No problem. And then I'm like, I realized, I don't have to say sorry. This is awesome. This is so much fun. I love this. This is my favorite thing in the whole world. I don't have to say sorry. Yes. Right. But I think Diana was expecting me to do something dumb because I swear two times during that brawl in the kitchen and then upstairs, she was looking at me like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Way to go. Uh-huh. Way to go, fuckhead. Yeah. See what you did to her? I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't do anything. It's the craziest thing in the world. I got to bring Jackie in here. She was witness to all this shit. There's no chance she's awake now. She's getting ready to start a big girl job, so that's going to end soon. But maybe she's up. I don't know. I think I was excellent, though. I think I did everything right for a change. Zero chance she's up. Zero chance. She's making the transition from.
Hi, you reached Jackie to tune in.
Sake. She's made the transition from college kid to adult. She just got her big girl job. Well done. But I think she has. I don't even think she started it yet. All right. Today, Jason, my pal Jason is the guy I've been talking about for some time. For the last 68 days, he's been sober. We got together a couple days before Ash Wednesday. We've been pretty tight since then. Well, he's been turning his life around. For those on Patreon, you already heard this story, but I'm going to review it again. He was in front of a judge yesterday. That's why when I got done with the free podcast, I said, I got to go. But Jason's got to be in front of a judge. Michael Strahan, idiocy. God, this thing was so stupid. It's like everybody knew. Everybody knew. My God. Miguel Cabrera. Just a awesome thing yesterday to start the baseball season. Now, last year, I watched one baseball game, the first baseball game of the year, and then I watched zero baseball games. It was a little different during the pandemic. That was the only thing that was on my mind. I'm a little bit more into it this year. At least I should say a little bit more into sports. But I cannot wait to play for you the audio of Miggy hitting a home run in the snow. I mean, it was really coming down. We're going to talk about the dude with the most punchable face in America, Matt Gaetz. G-A-E-T-Z. Matt Gaetz is a congressman from Florida. This guy is a fucking douchebag. I still got to tell you about Jackie's idiot birthday card for Justin, which I think she purchased only so that he could read it in front of me. My God, awful. Wheel of Fortune controversy. Only in this day and age can you have a game show with explicit rules. Okay? And then people don't play by the rules. And then people come out of the woodwork crying that it's not fair, even though the rules clearly state how the game is played. Ridiculous. I'll tell you more about that. And I have some videos that I need to share. And for the folks on the live stream, I'll do the screen share so you can see them. All right? And then if the folks on the audio podcast, you can click on the links in the comments and you can see them on your own. But the videos are just incredible. I don't know which one is more incredible. I think the fire truck one and what happened to the fire truck in Detroit was going to definitely steal the get the top honors for their incredible video until I saw the one involving the bus and the deer. Wow. Intense. We'll get to that. Stand by. But here you go. The open, the live stream, all that stuff in the books brought to you. First of all, by my friends at Cornhole America, online at cornholeamerica.com. You can put any design that you want on a set of cornhole boards at Cornhole America. Go to the website, check them out, and you can see for yourself exactly what you can do with a set of cornhole boards. If you want to get the Eric Zane Show podcast cornhole boards, you can just click on the Cornhole America link at ericzaneshow.com, or when you get to their website on the search bar there, just type my name. It'll take you right to that page. So check them out online, Cornhole America. They can send a set of cornhole boards to you to anywhere in the country, based right in Cedar Springs, Michigan, not far at all from where your old pal Eric is. You can even put designs on the bags. If you're getting married and you have like an outdoor wedding and maybe the guests might want to play some cornhole, whatever, you can put the pictures of the newlyweds on there. Maybe you can put like their initials, whatever it may be, part of the theme of the wedding, all at Cornhole America. If you go to their website and look around, you probably get some great ideas of creative fun things you can do with them as well. Thank you, Cornhole America. A&E Heating and Cooling reminds you that if you need anything at all for your furnace or your air conditioning system, 616-516-8579. Whether you're repairing, whether you're putting in a new piece of equipment, or you have a new home build and you need to get started with your furnace and your AC system, call upon A&E Heating and Cooling. For business or residential, 616-516-8579. Or if you need them for an after-hours service call, utilizing equipment from the Comfort Maker, A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579 for anywhere in West Michigan. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. They need an ASC certified mechanic. If that's you, reach out to them, 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. Servicing European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. The best in the business. I love the fact that you just drop that thing off on, let's say, Sunday night. Write down what you think is wrong with it or maybe what you want done. Oil change. Hey, it's making a funny noise. Check this out. They do all that. And then some, they say, all right, you also have this problem, and this problem. They send you an email. Yeah, go ahead and fix it. Click yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. They fix it after you approve the work, pay the bill online, show up, pick up your car. Off you go. You can even pick up the car after hours, too, if you can't make it. And they just put your keys into like a lockbox. They give you a code for it, and off you go. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. Okay, yeah, back to this thing about the birthday. Yesterday for Justin's birthday, Jackie's stupid card that she gave, she was, you know, it's just she lives to embarrass her dad. God, I hate these moments. He opens up the card, and he just looks at it, and then he opens it. She goes, no, read it out loud. And I'm like, oh, here we go. This is it. It's, you know, you can see it coming a mile away, right down Woodward. She's like, he goes, oh, I love your hair. This the card actually says it. I love your hair, and he's reading it. I love your eyes. I love your lips. And I love, what else did it say? I think that was it. And then you open it up, and it says, I keep going down, but you get the idea. And she goes, ha! And looks at me and goes, ha! I'm like, Jackie, come on, man. And he's just like, I'm like, yeah, all you're doing is doing this to make yourself laugh. I'm mortified. He's mortified. Diana's cracking up. She thinks it's hilarious. And I'm like, God, I hate it when you guys do this to me. Awful. Ugh. Do your daughters do this to you? Are they old enough to have this happen? I mean, here she is. She's going to be 24 this month. Oh, man, terrible. Earlier in the day, as I talked to you about, I was off and running to the courthouse with my pal Jason, another young person. So the place is packed, and I have to admit, we walk in there, and every fucking loser in Holland, Michigan is there. I mean, everybody's got, like, tattoos on their face. Remember that clip of Mike Tyson? Billions of people outside have tattoos on their face. Maybe he's right, because everybody there, if they didn't have it on their face, I mean, there was a lady who actually had a tattoo going across her face. And then the guy she's with had it coming all the way up his neck. And I think he's working on it going up the face. And everybody just looks like shit inside of this place. And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? And I say to Jason, I go, you see these people here? And he goes, yeah. I go, yeah, every fucking one of these people is a loser. All right, just take a look at them all. You see them all? He goes, yeah. I go, yeah, I'm judging a book by a cover. Everyone here is a fucking loser. I go, and if you go back to ever doing meth, you're going to look like these losers. Every one of them.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He just starts laughing. I go, yeah, it's not funny. It's true. Look at them all. So here we are in Loserville. And we're waiting because we got to be in front of this judge at 11:30. Prosecutor comes walking. He goes, "Are you Jason?" He goes,
"Yeah."
Because he goes, "Okay, let's talk." And this is where you decide what you're going to do. This is where you're going to make this guy's life easy or a little bit more complex. And this is where stupid people make terrible decisions. And he gets in the room. And he goes, all right, last time you were here, you didn't have a license. Do you have a license now? He goes, yes. Did you pay the fine on the ticket? Yes. Did you pay the release? Yes. Okay, so you got the license? Yes. Show it to me. Shows it to him. He goes, okay, you're good. And Jason goes,
what do you mean?
He goes, well, I want you to plead guilty. If you plead guilty, everything's going to be dropped. You're going to pay a fine. He goes, Jason goes, you mean I'm not going to go to jail? He goes, no way you're not going to go to jail. Just you were driving on a suspended license, and that's it. And since you have the license back now, it's in your possession, this is easy. You're just going to get a fine, not the biggest fine, but you're going to get a fine. And that's it.
And that's it.
That's it. That's all we're going to do today. He goes, okay, I'll plead guilty. They come out of their little room, their little powwow, and we go in front of the judge. They go, Your Honor, okay, we're going to hear the case of County of Ottawa or whatever against so-and-so. Where is she? She's incarcerated. Or she's in custody. He goes, all right, bring her in. And he's going to jump ahead to Jason's now. Okay, Ottawa County versus Jason. stands up there, and I said to him, I go, okay, no matter what you do, everything is yes, Your Honor, no, Your Honor, yes, Your Honor, no, Your Honor, you know, all that stuff. Okay. I'm sitting there in the peanut gallery. Prosecutor presents. Judge talks. How do you wish to plead? Guilty, Your Honor. And judge is like, okay, you realize that if you plead guilty, the maximum for this demeanor is 90 days in jail and a $5,000 fine. And Jason, you know, he said, he told me after that he peed a little. But I guess the judge has to say that. And Jason says, yes, Your Honor, I'm aware. And he did really well. If I were him and I heard that part, I was like, well, wait a minute. You just said you weren't going to give me any jail. But I guess he just has to say that. And he goes, okay, being things that they are, I'm going to drop all of this and I'm going to take this. And what do you plead guilty? And are you working? Yes. Everything good in your life? Yes. Okay. A $250 fine. Everything is wiped out. You have your license back. So that's it. $250 fine. Are you able to pay it today or do you need to make payments? I thought to myself, there's no way Jason's got the cash. And he goes, I'll pay right now, Your Honor. I go, holy shit, this is ending. This is done. Done. And he goes, all right, go see the cashier. Have a good day. Stay out of trouble. I don't want to see you in here anymore. Get the hell out of here. All right, off we go. Done. So that was huge. Really, really huge. I go, okay, buddy, we have turned the corner. What a 2 months it has been. So cool. Feel really good about that. And then I came back here, sat down. Jason's mom made me brownies, crushed a couple of those, sat down. Here we are doing the podcast on the Patreon yesterday. Okay. As I've been telling you, completely different subject. Since I saw it 2 days ago when this jackass Michael Strahan decided to say, hey, everybody, look, I got the gap in my teeth closed. And it's like, no, you didn't. It's amateur hour. This is what you do on April Fool's Day. People do these stupid stunts like this. Nobody believed it. Anybody who believed it is a complete idiot. And it looks so terrible, too, because in the video, and he had a still shot of him with these dumb fake teeth or whatever on, and it just looks so stupid and so unnatural. It's like, if that's what the repair job you had done, you need a new person to do it because it looks like shit. So this is he spoke yesterday. See, he didn't say any, there wasn't anything earlier in the day. And then late in the day, he does a stupid Twitter video. He starts it with his mask on, talking for a minute and 40 seconds about how, I'm just so happy all the support has worked out great. And then he pulls down his mask, and guess what happens? Holy crap.
So I just wanted to say, April Fools. Come on, man. The gap is here to stay for a little while. Going anywhere anytime soon. So April Fools, everybody. I had a good time. I actually feel bad. I feel really bad about actually not closing it after everything that I saw. But the gap is here. The gap is not going anywhere for a while. My mama likes it. So there you go. For you, mama.
Fuck you, sir. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, great. But the whole idea of the gap is here to stay for a little while. For now, the gap. Well, what are you going to do? Are you getting your fucking teeth fixed? Why would you get your teeth fixed at this point? You know, I mean, you're 50 years old. You've got a great life. What does it matter? Who gives a shit if you get your teeth? And in fact, you're probably going to lose money. You can make money with the gap. Just leave it now. God, I hate April Fool's pranks. Drive me crazy. Holy shit. All right, let's get into this. This is Miguel Cabrera. Yesterday, the Tigers, this is the bottom of the first inning. It's snowing like crazy at the Tigers game. Cabrera steps up. I forget the pitcher's name for Cleveland. He won the Cy Young Award last year. His last name is Bieber. It's all I know. Bieber is his name. And Cabrera steps up, and this happens. This was awesome because it was snowing like crazy.
The nose grows longer.
That isn't snow.
It's a Jack Morris, Kirk Gibson, and I forget the other guy's name, the play-by-play guy. Matt Shepard. By the way, before I play this, I saw a really sad commercial. I really felt bad. Kirk Gibson, I think he's doing a public service announcement for like Parkinson's or something like that. And in it, he holds out his hands and his hands are shaking like crazy. And I felt so bad for the guy, man. Oh, God.
The nose grows longer.
That isn't snow.
Was that a Pinocchio?
One sky to right. Deep and gone! Miguel Cabrera's 350th as a Tiger!
Second base.
He slid.
He thought it was a double!
Yeah.
Miggy didn't know if it was a double or what, and he didn't know the ball was out. He had no idea, so he's running his big ass to second base, and he goes in hard with a slide.
He thought
it was a double! How about that?
That's awesome.
On opening day
at
the Stone-filled stadium.
Confetti. Oh, my gosh. The outfielder couldn't. Miggy couldn't see it. He slid into second. We've got a whiteout.
That was sweet, man. That was sweet. And then, so the Tigers, man, they, what was the guy's name who was pitching for the Tigers? Boyd, is that his name? He kicked ass. And the Tigers, with the three runs, that's all they needed. Cleveland couldn't get anything going. And then they went to the bullpen, and they got him into the ninth inning. I don't know the name of the Tigers' closer. I don't care. You know how I am whenever I cover these sports stories. It's always that guy or this guy, but I did watch it. Well, this dick, there's a man on first, and sure enough, he serves one up, and some dude for Cleveland hits it a mile. It's 3-2 in the top of the ninth. Two outs, and then he walks a bitch. So now he's got the winning run at the plate, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it. They played flawlessly up to this asshole's gonna fuck it up for him. Son of a bitch. By the way, Cabrera made a great play at first earlier in the game too. He doesn't play first base that much, but he was a player of the game that with that home run in the first and that great diving stab he made. Earlier in the game, and who knows what would have happened if that ball got by him. But they end up getting it done, so that was cool. And everybody talked about how the first home run of the Major League Baseball season was in Detroit. Miggy hit that home run in the snow. I think, in fact, this morning it's cold again here. It was like 20 degrees this morning. Frickin' freezing. But I think it's going to start to warm up this weekend quite quickly. And then I'm guessing we won't have any more days that are 20 and 19 degrees here in beautiful Michigan. Okay, Matt Gaetz. Who is this guy? I didn't know anything about him. I just heard that there was people looking into his past. And I'm like, I don't really get into these stories. I usually let them percolate a little bit. And now it's pretty much unavoidable, cannot be ignored. Gaetz is a 38-year-old congressman, and he's got this like perfect hair. And as soon as I saw the hair, I go in the face on this guy. I'm like, this guy's a problem. This guy is an issue. I can promise you that. He just seems like an asshole just by taking one look. You ever do that? You just take one look at somebody, and you're like, this guy is an asshole. There's no way this guy can't be an asshole. So, all right, I'm going to play you this news story because it's kind of like a synopsis of the things that have been discussed about him. There's been lots of stories about him and sex and an underage girl who he says is a fictitious person. And he says that he's being extorted, that this person doesn't exist, and that there is an investigation by the Justice Department into this guy, whether he would pay this young girl under 18 to travel with him from state to state so that he could have sex with her. And while she's with him as like his companion, he's 36 years old at the time. Well, you know, that's trafficking. And so this is a huge deal. So this is what's going on.
Now we're getting at the latest on Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's facing an FBI investigation over allegations of a relationship with an underage girl. And Republican leaders now say he could be stripped of his Judiciary Committee seat if the charges are true. Congressional correspondent Rachel Scott has
I think that's the least of your worries. Stripped of his judicial committee seat from having sex with an underage girl is probably low on the priorities of things that could happen to you if you did this.
Good morning, Rachel.
George, good morning. The political future for Congressman Matt Gaetz really hanging in the balance here as we learn more details about the scope of the investigation. Not only has it been going on for months, we are told that it stretches beyond Florida and that multiple witnesses have already been interviewed.
This morning, the investigation into whether Congressman Matt Gaetz had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old sending shockwaves through Washington. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy saying if those allegations turn out to be true, Gaetz will lose his committee assignments.
Yeah, what about the criminal aspect of it? If those allegations are true, he's going to go to prison. That's what.
There's serious implications. If it comes out to be true, yes, we would remove him if that was the case. But right now, as Matt Gaetz says, it is not true, and we don't have any information. So let's get all the information.
But Democrats say more needs to be done. Gaetz sits on the Judiciary Committee, which has congressional oversight of the Justice Department. Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu tweeting this message to McCarthy. You can't have Gaetz sitting on the congressional committee that has oversight over the department that is investigating him. Sources say that investigation has been going on for months.
How long does it have to take to get an investigation done? I mean, seriously, if this has been going on this long, tell us what you've learned or something.
Started during the Trump administration. Bill Barr, who was the attorney general then, was briefed multiple times. And this morning, we're learning the inquiry into his conduct stretches beyond his home state of Florida, and that federal authorities have already interviewed multiple witnesses. Investigators are looking to see whether Gaetz paid for travel expenses for the teen, but Gaetz denies all of it.
I have not had a relationship with a 17-year-old. That is totally false.
And many still scratching their heads over this now infamous moment on Fox News that left even host Tucker Carlson confused.
Okay, so before I play this, you see split screen, Gaetz and his punchable face and Carlson. And Carlson, as Gaetz is saying all this, is kind of like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Listen.
You and I went to dinner about 2 years ago. Your wife was there, and I brought a friend of mine. You'll remember her. And she was actually threatened by the FBI, told that if she wouldn't cop to the fact that somehow I was involved in some pay-for-play scheme, that she could face trouble.
I don't remember the woman you're speaking of or the context at all, honestly. That was one of the weirdest interviews I've ever conducted. I don't think that clarified much.
And we're also learning this morning that Gaetz has been reaching out to multiple attorneys.
He's like, no, you were there. She was. You remember, don't you?
Seeking representation. He still claims that he is the real victim here of an extortion scheme by a former DOJ official. That person has denied any wrongdoing, and sources tell us that the matter is being looked at separately, George.
Yes, we'll know the truth soon. Okay, Rachel,
yeah, so he's saying, I'm being extorted. So they have to look into that. They have to run out the ground ball on that. If he says, oh, yeah, I was extorted. Somebody asked for it. It was millions of dollars, and I didn't. Oh, okay. So, we'll go ahead and figure that out. And then if that's proven to be not true, now you've got it. Now you've got more trouble because you made us do all this shit, you asshole. Now, do I think that this guy traveled from state to state with a 17-year-old and trafficked chicks and did all this shit? Yes, of course he did. Look at him. My God. All right. I'm going to do the screen share, so for those of you that are enjoying the live stream, you can see exactly what I'm talking about. All right. And anybody who's got a face like that, look at him. There's no way that he hasn't. Holy shit. All right, so there you go. That's what that dude looks like. That gives you an idea of what we're dealing with here. But that isn't the only thing that's going on with this sleazy idiot. In addition to being investigated by the Justice Department over sex trafficking allegations, he is multiple sources are saying that he has gained a reputation in Congress over his relationships with women and bragging about his sexual escapades to his colleagues. Gaetz has been said to show off to other lawmakers photos and videos of nude chicks he said he'd slept with. God, you know, I would never, ever want anyone I know to ever say, hey, look at this. Look who I'm banging. I mean, and then show me that type of picture. It's like, what type of sick son of a bitch is going to do any of that ever? I'm looking at you, some of you zaniacs. These sources, including two people directly shown the material, said Gates displayed the images of women on his phone and talked about having sex with them. One of the videos showed a naked chick with a hula hoop, according to one source. It was a point of pride, one of the sources said of Gates. There's no indication these pictures are connected to the DOJ investigation. No, they're not, but they do show that he's kind of a creep. He was elected to Congress in 2016. He's denied the allegations, saying no part of the allegations against me are true. Said he claimed Tuesday that he was a victim of an extortion plot, which the FBI is looking into. Oh, boy. What a mess. I don't think for a second that this guy is innocent. No way. We shall see. All right. Welcome to the show, Matt Gaetz. Thanks again to Gift of Life Michigan for being on the show. I would love you to go to ericzaneshow.com, click where it says Gift of Life Michigan, and that'll take you to the page where you can fill out your donor registration to be able to do all of that. What that means is that you have 8 life-saving organs that can be donated in the event that you pass. I know that's like, oh, God, I hate even thinking about that, but please consider it because of the impact it can have on someone's life. Gift of Life Michigan. Go to ericzaneshow.com. Click on their logo. Right in the top sponsor scroll, it'll take you right to their page, and you can fill out all the necessary forms, steps, if you will, and off you go. Thank you very much. Gift of Life Michigan. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage says it's always a great time to go get a mortgage. Right now, you can get a mortgage for about 2%, which is just outrageous. Incredibly low. And that seems to be the way it's going to stay for quite some time. If you have a great credit score, that's going to be quite easy for you to do that through Mario. Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. If your credit's in the dumper, okay, no problem. You will not get the 2% loan, 2%-ish loan. You won't. But you'll get a mortgage. And once you do, and you pay it on time, for extended time, then you get another mortgage, a better mortgage. Mario walks you through all of these steps gladly and with to be able to help you to get a home so you don't have to pay rent anymore. I mean, seriously. Get the mortgage before you even start looking for the home with Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. All right. Got a number of people that are enjoying the live stream. Thank you so much. Sarah says, I won a hula hoop contest 30 years ago at the bar Shout in Easttown. That's great. Thank you very much for that. You weren't nude, though, I'm guessing. Dirk says, if he's guilty, he should pay the price. Then he says, just like that Democrat that was banging a Chinese spy. Well, let's keep the car on the road, Dirk. We're talking about one thing, as usual. You're talking about Dirk's the type of dumbass who, whenever you bring up something like that, if it's one of his beloved Republicans who he wants to have sex with all of them, you're going to have a Republican do something shitty, and then he'll say, yeah, if he's guilty. But yeah, but don't forget about this guy. It's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Why do you always do that? This is why you're single. That's why you're single. It's always the same. It's always the same with you. It's seriously such an annoyance. Look at it. Yeah, focus, idiot. We're talking about one thing here. He's always he can't just have one of his Republicans be a fucking idiot. He always has to go and say, yeah, but I'm going to deflect towards a Democrat because I'm an asshole. You know what? I'm throwing you as a nominee for asshole of the day right there. Okay? You are a nominee for asshole of the day based on that because I know your fucking tricks. Nominee Dirk, asshole of the day because he can't fucking focus on what we're actually talking about. Unbelievable. Unacceptable. The worst. Yeah, when we talk about that, we'll talk about that. But we're not now. We're talking about Gates, so shut the fuck up. All right. So viewers of the game Wheel of Fortune are completely butthurt and upset, and I don't know why. This is ridiculous. A technicality costs yet another contestant a win. This has happened before. A rule was introduced in 2016, along with the long-running game show's crossword puzzle format that has been causing problems for some of the players. Some people say the rule is needlessly restrictive to contestants who otherwise solve the puzzle. Excuse me. This was the case for contestant David Peterson. Peterson lost out on big money because he added the word "and" to his answer. The crossword puzzle typically consists of four words that the contestant needs to figure out. When it comes time to deliver their answer, the rules clearly state that they need to say the four words and only the four words that make up the puzzle solve. They were looking for, in this episode, sole, flounder, cod, catfish. You need four words. You always need four words. They kind of intersect, you know, sole, flounder, cod, catfish. That's all he's got to say. The contestant, this David Peterson, said, "I'd like to solve it, Pat." And he goes, "Okay, all right, you got a speech impediment. How that?" And the guy goes, "Sole, flounder, cod." Hang on. Oh, my God, that hurt. Idiot said, "Sole, flounder, cod, and catfish." And then you hear the buzzer. And he says, "I'm sorry, that's not correct." And the guy's like, what? Pat Sajak does not give him the points, says, "I'm sorry, that's not correct." And then the next contestant's turn is, and the next contestant says, "Sole, flounder, cod, catfish." "Well, correct, you've done it." This isn't the first time that this has happened. In 2019, a contestant, Kristen Shaw, made the same mistake during the crossword puzzle segment. It cost her $1,950, as well as a trip to Nashville valued at more than $8,000. And everybody is like, "How can you do this? This is so unfair. It's just unfair, man. It's just so awful. How can you possibly do this? I'm sick of this. I'm done with this. I'm canceling you. I hate you. Oh, my God." And they're like, "Look, our long-standing rule is that in order to have a correct puzzle solve, a contestant must say only what is on the board without adding words. Our contestants have this stressed to them and are thoroughly briefed prior to the show. And Pat himself often reminds them of this rule when solving a puzzle in this particular category." That's all you need to say. In light of fans previously calling for a rule change that would simply In light of fans previously calling for a rule change that would make simply adding the conjunction "and" to an answer less detrimental, viewers quickly took to Twitter to defend Peterson, of course, because that's the way people are these days, and call on the show to adjust the trap that's ensnared multiple contestants at this point. No, it's not a trap. It's a fucking game. And that's the rule. That's how you play the game. You either follow the rules or you don't. If you're playing Monopoly and you land on Boardwalk and your buddy has four hotels on it, it's going to bankrupt you, what are you supposed to do? So, "Well, yeah, but, you know, I didn't." No, man. I mean, you're supposed to just change the fucking rules of the game the way you like to because you can't win? No. That's the rule. Sorry. Fight me on that. Wheel of Fortune's draconian rule where you lose if you add "and" to the crossword puzzle has to go. No, it doesn't. That's the rule. I wish they'd get rid of the "don't add anything" rule. Why? Why not just do it? Why not just pay attention to how the game is played? It appears I'm alone in this. I mean, at least when it comes to these Twitter responses, people I don't know. I don't know about the listeners of this show. Dirk's probably going to be like, "Yeah, what about the Democrats? What about the Democrats? Yeah, what about Democrats? They don't follow rules either." Nick says, "Your nominee for asshole of the day, Eric, for judging on appearance and not on evidence." I have evidence, Nick. I have plenty of evidence, you jackass. There's plenty of evidence. Look at his fucking face. Look at. How can you not think that that guy is guilty? Exhibit A, "Your Honor, guilty. You assholes." I mean, like you. I take one look at your face. Caveman. Everybody knows it. Guilty of caveman. Dick says, whatever. Dirk says, "Whatever, Dick Tree. You're labeling him as guilty based on his perfect hair." Nah, well, yeah, of course. Look at him. He looks like a fucking asshole. I'm already getting the asshole of the day ready for later on, Dirk. You're going to do it. You're gonna earn that. Dean says, "Rules are rules." Thank you, Dean. That's the most... Usually, Dean doesn't make sense. Usually, Dean says some stupid shit, too. Hang on. I dropped my marker, and I can't get it. Oh, my God. It's in the hardest place to get. Shit. Hi! Adam says, "I also judge people with a face tattoo." Oh, whatever. Yeah, like you wouldn't do that. If I'm walking down the street and someone's walking towards me with a face tattoo, I'm going on the other side of the street. If you tell me that you wouldn't, you're a fucking liar. I am so wound up today. Adam, I will fight you. I will fight Dirk. I will fight Nick. Let's fight. I've had it. Email of the day nominees. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. If you have an email of the day, I would love to see you. Dirk says, "When you're going to share your screen to show us something, you need to temporarily kill the comments. The screen share shows us what you're looking at along with a large thumbnail of you and the comments. I've got a 21-inch screen, and even at full screen, when you're showing us, it still looks tiny." Aha! Did not know that. All right, you're slowly earning your way back. Let's see. Linda says, this could be your email of the day. "Hey, Eric, just a couple of tips for your shot today. They tell you to show up before your appointment, but yesterday I was there 45 minutes early and I texted here and then the message said to come on in, so don't wait to text. If you get there early, text and just go into the building. No one is checking appointment times or anything. Last time I was there 3 weeks ago, parking under DeVos was a cluster, so yesterday I went to a meter in front of River House Condominiums and had a MOTU app code vaccine clinic for $3 of free parking." Oh my God, thank you. "Or you just enter the code into the app. It's a quick walk over. However, there were a lot of people there last time, so maybe parking won't be so bad on site. You'll probably want to drop Kevin off in front of DeVos Place. He'll have to walk a bit unless you have a wheelchair for him. That might be easier." No side effects for me on either shot except for a sore arm, which is to be expected. Good luck. I just got a tetanus. No, I got a shingle shot about a month and a half ago, and my God, was my arm sore. I wonder if it's going to be more sore than that. More emails of the day. Emailer Tim. Oh, no. He thinks this is funny. He writes, I don't know why you'd want to be creepy. Maybe you should teach Madison a lesson by spanking her on the live stream. You sick fucking fuck. What the fuck, guys? Mike Packard, referring to an older segment from a previous show that says, I just looked up the meaning of felching. Thanks a lot. Awful. Nick says, Twitter is full of a bunch of woke-ass snowflakes who want the world to bend to their every whim. You know your people. What are you talking about? Twitter? Give me some context. Who the fuck taught you how to communicate? You can't even speak the English language appropriately with your, come on, chug your fucking beer there, guy. Come on, guy. Come on.
I'll get your fucking skirt off and chug that fucking beer, dude.
Yeah.
Let's get this fucking show on the road, bud. Come on, guy.
I'm going to kick all of your asses today. Seriously, what the fuck? I don't even know what that means. Give me some context. Holy shit. Email the day brought to you by my friends at Forever Lawn, West Michigan, online at foreverlawn.com/WMI. Synthetic grass for your business or your home. Putting green, canine grass, sports grass, whatever it may be. Forever Lawn, West Michigan. Oh, my God, do I have to pee? I think I can hang on to it. You're going to love the videos that I'm going to show you. And then we're going to go with the asshole of the day. All right. Let me help your business. If you have a business and you want to put your business in front of thousands of people, I would love you to reach out to me and I will tell you how it works. Okay. This show is seen by thousands of people. As I said, I usually average just over 20,000 minutes viewed on the Facebook Live alone every month. And I also have tremendous number of people who follow on YouTube and on Twitter. I add all those numbers up. I give you the analytics of my audio podcast, which is the lion's share of the audience. And then basically I say, yeah, that's who's listening. This is what the audience is. And this is what it costs to put your business in front of them. And they're like, I don't know, Zane, it's a little steep. It's like, all right, let me see if I can figure something out for you. There hasn't been one business that I've said, no, we just can't do it. There's always a way to get you on the podcast. So reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, and I will tell you how it works. That doesn't cost you anything, doesn't take up any of your time other than the time it takes to read what I send you. And then that's it. Either it works or it doesn't. Either you're interested or you're not. Doesn't cost you anything to reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. F45 in Byron Center. F45training.com/Byron Center. If you want to work out, go hang out with those folks. F45training.com/Byron Center workout for 1 week free. Mention my name when you go in there and you're going to love it. I've done a couple of video shoots where I've worked out with them. I got to do another one in a couple of weeks here. And it's just great, man. Cause you walk in, they take the temp, they give you the questionnaire. Nope, you're good to go. You hang up your stuff. You go into your tile, which is like a 10 by 10 area. All your equipment is there getting ready for your workout. You're in tile number five. You look at the screen, you look at number five. There's an animation. You've seen my video maybe. And then the animation shows you what you're doing for 35 seconds. You do it, 10 seconds rest, boom, you do the next thing. Off you go. Whole workout's done in 45 minutes from warm up to cool down. And it's great camaraderie. They got people going through the floor area, giving you tips, basically telling me how I'm doing it wrong. And you will get an amazing workout. Strength, cardiovascular, heart, lungs, balance, well-being of your mind. It's all there. F45 in Byron Center. Hardest thing you're going to do is get in there on the first day. People are like, people are like so scared to do anything different. Get in there. F45 Byron Center. While I'm at it, my friends at Horizon Hydroponics are reminding you that the outdoor growing season, wherever you are, I guess it depends on what climate it is ready to begin. And some of you are working hard to make sure that your plants have like 2 feet of height before you put them in the ground, for the outdoor growing season. Now, whether it's tomatoes, frickin' corn, or cannabis, Horizon Hydroponics helps you grow fertilizers, soils, additives, expert advice, Horizen hydroponics.com. Orders $250 and over, online only. Shipping is free. And then you use the coupon code ZANESHOW online only, and then you will save 10% on your order. Horizen Hydroponics, H-O-R-Z-E-N, hydroponics.com. 4 brick-and-mortar locations, Alpine and Grand Rapids, the Growers Outlet in Byron Center, and then Kalamazoo and Lansing. Okay, all of this aggressive talk and threatening to fight people, I have to pee. I just can't wait another second. I'm going to hurt myself if I don't go pee. What the hell? Nick writes, Twitter context. You said folks on Twitter didn't agree with Wheel of Fortune rules. Yeah, you got to tell me that. I keep moving. If I keep moving, you got to put that in your original email. If you're going to send me an email, you can't have what's directly in your brain. Expect me to go back in time to pick out what's in your brain. You need to say, hey, Zane, regarding the Twitter people who didn't agree with the Wheel of Fortune rules, Twitter is full of a bunch of woke-ass snowflakes who want the world to bend to their every whim. You know, your people. Then, you see, that's called context, Nick. That's the way the world communicates. You can't just take a moment in time in your brain, fire it off in an email, and then just expect that I'm going to connect the fucking dots here. Jesus! What the hell is wrong with you? It's all your fault. It's always your fault. You and Dirk. You are now in the running for asshole of the day. Okay? I gotta go cool down. I'll be right back. Kyle Fade. If something terrible happened when Trump was in the office of the presidency, if by chance Trump had been assassinated, and then they like had the he like lied in state, Dirk would say, "Huh, it was a bigger celebration of life for Kennedy when they laid him to rest when he was assassinated." What about that? What the hell is going on with that? He's always looking to pick a fight. It's always got to be some little fucking war with you. My God, you're a pain in the ass. Ugh. Like right now, I'm going to talk about the George Floyd case. I'm about to get into something. And Dirk is going to, you watch. Watch the comments. Watch the shit Dirk says. Keep your eye on Dirk on this one. Going to say something stupid. And Nick's going to be right behind him. Jackasses. All right. So this guy, David Pluger, for the Minnesota police. This, to me, when I heard this story, this is all I needed to hear. I didn't need to hear all the testimony. I mean, this is the nail in the coffin. This is the one right here, what I'm about to tell you, in my opinion. Because they've been talking about a lot of the eyewitnesses. You had the kid at the store who took the fake bill. And you had the old man telling him to stop resisting, you know, all that shit. And the body cam footage. But this bit of testimony is the thing that's going to be the icing on the cake for the end of Chauvin. I think he'll be convicted because of this moment right here. David Pluger, I think is how you say his name. He is a sergeant with the Minnesota police. And he's a guy who has the authority to review use of force complaints. So when they say, hey, man, there was unnecessary force, he would review that, this cop. He was testifying, and he said that they asked him about when should Chauvin have kept his knee on him for as long as he did. No. When should have his knee should have come off George Floyd? And the guy said, well, when he stopped resisting and when he was handcuffed. That's it. That's all you need to hear, in my opinion. When Mr. Floyd was no longer offering up any resistance to the officers, they could have ended their restraint. Man, yeah, that's pretty much it. A Minneapolis police officer told jurors that the officers who subdued Floyd, who died after an officer knelt on his neck for more than 9 minutes, could have stopped restraining tactics once Floyd stopped resisting. I think, yeah, that's what we all saw. When we all saw that the guy was just not moving at all, there wasn't any fight in the guy. That's when you're, all right, let's go, let's take him downtown and book him. But no, this jackass kept the knee on him. Ugh. I tell you right now, if Chauvin is not convicted, oh my God, the world is going to fucking burn. Oh, fuck. Madison is the type that she's of that woke nature. She's going to want to go downtown and protest. I'm like, you are not fucking going anywhere. I'll slash your tires. You're not leaving the house to go join the protest. The shit is going to burn if this guy is found not guilty. That's just how I think it's going. It would go, but I don't think that's the case. I think it is going to. I think he is going to be convicted. There's no way this guy can't be convicted, right? All right. Now I gotta minimize these so that I can show you these videos. Let's see. Video. Let's start with fire truck. All right. Where is it? Okay. Detroit fire truck collides with vehicle before crashing into gas station. I guess in this one spot of the road, and you can see, I think you can see this. Yeah, you can see this. Where it's circled here, this is where it's all going to go down. This is like like somebody's work van here. The fire truck is going to come from up here down this road and have his lights on and the sirens. You're not going to be able to hear it. Some guy just goes right through the intersection, smashes right into the fire truck, which then goes flying into the gas station, and it starts a fire. The whole fucking thing's going to go up. Wait till you see this. Check this out right now. The guy's walking across here. See him. And then here comes a fire truck. Now watch. Watch his car. Right. Boom. Oh, my God. Look at this. And then these guys get, I'm getting the fuck out of here. They go running away. And then the firemen are in there. Firemen are hurt. It wasn't major injuries. And no one was seriously hurt. But my God, and thank God that the system shut down at the gas station. But and this is not the first time this has happened. This is actually, it's happened before where a fire truck, it's the same exact thing. And somebody wasn't paying attention. And sure enough, fire truck gets hit by a car, and then all hell breaks loose. But my God, we've got to watch that again. don't know if it's going to queue up again, but But they had, and they were on their way supposedly to a like a super serious call where people were like trapped in a car or some shit. Oh my God! Just to see that again. See this guy walk in here, has no idea what's going on. Here comes the truck. How can you not see that? Oh, shit. My gosh. And then I like how like people are like getting out and then they stop and turn around and get and start walking towards it. No, don't walk towards it, you asshole. Holy shit. Incredible. All right. Let's see. What's the next one I want to show you? The next one is, oh boy. So school bus driver, he's got the kids. You need to know that that the kid sitting in the, okay, you got the bus driver right here. And then this, there's a kid right here that's asleep. All right. A deer is going to go flying through the windshield. Watch how you don't even see it. It's moving so fast. It's moving faster than like a bullet. It just flies through. You see the glass break, and then the deer lands on this kid. Watch this. Oh, my God. What? Hold on. Back up. Back up. By the way, for those of you that would be triggered, I know my first question was, I don't care about anything other than the deer. The deer is fine. The deer is fucking fine. How the hell could the deer be fine? Watch this shit. Look it. And then he's like, oh, my God. And the deer now is jumping around like crazy. This kid is just waking up. This kid is so asleep. He doesn't even know that there's a deer on top of him. Oh, my God. And then this dude pulls over. He pulls over, and there's a deer. He opens the door, and the fucking deer runs out. Look at him go. Look at the deer go. Holy shit. Oh, my God. And this kid is like, what? What the fuck just happened here? Holy shit. I was sound asleep. One more time. Watch this. Oh, my God. So the deer goes flying through, and he must have, like, jumped. I doubt that the bus would have hit him. He probably jumped in the bound, and then he just hit the glass, went right through the glass. And then this kid wakes up, and then the bus driver's like, all right, back to work. Holy shit. Oh, that's incredible. If you, as usual, if you aren't on the live stream, you'll have to go into the comments and check that out. You actually must see that. That is just so amazing. Holy crap. All right. Adam says that could have been so much worse. You're not kidding, man. You're not kidding. Terry says, I am so pissed at you, Eric Zane. Really pissed, pissed all the time, pissed. Why? What did I do? What the fuck now? Terry, I don't understand. What could I have said that could have made you upset? Everything I've said today, especially the mean parts about Dirk, are 100% true. I wish I had your phone number, Terry. I could get you on right now. Email it to me, and then you can plead your case, you stupid bitch. All right. I got to get to the bottom of this. Terry. All right. Hold on a second. Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
Email Terry Emelander.
I didn't get that. You can also try spelling it.
Hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Email Terry.
What's the subject of the email?
Oh, no, that's another Terry. Okay. I'll figure this shit out. Trust me. Hey, Terry, you dumb bitch, period. What the hell is the problem? Question mark. Give me your stupid phone number and I'll put you on the podcast, you dumb slut, period. Can you talk to Siri in Jessica's voice? Jordan is here. I'll throw hands for you, Eric. I love Jordan. It's been way too long since I've seen that you've been on the podcast. Where you been, Jordan? How you doing? Josh says, no, the comments are back. Why does Siri sound like an entitled teenager? Asshole of the day goes to Terry. Back up, tear. Put it in reverse, tear. Patriot Nick, he's going back to the calling people sheep thing. Aren't we ready to retire sheep? You ignorant fucking patriot cocksucking sluts calling people sheep. It's such a sheepish thing to do. I mean, nobody. It's so played. Yeah, you don't do what I do. You don't march to the beat of your own drummer. You're a sheep. Bunch of this. You keep showing yourselves as some of the stupidest fucking sluts on the planet. You bunch of dumb motherfuckers. Terry, give me your fucking email, man. Or your, not your email, your phone number. Son of a bitch. I keep hitting refresh, waiting for it, and I can't seem to get it. I think he's... Eric, you pissed me off so much. All right, I'm going to talk to you, you stupid whore. And he doesn't even respond. Terry's a complete puss. He sent it, but then he sent, like, laughy emojis. So I think he's just kind of laughing his way through it. Ah, whatever. I don't care. Okay, asshole of the day. Now, I seriously want it to be Dirk and Nick, but I don't know how fair that is. Okay, just because they piss me off in the spirit of the asshole of the day, I don't know if I can necessarily... I mean, I've done that before. I've done that with Kenny. Kenny's been a punching bag. Dirk's actually been the asshole of the day once before, but I'm just so pissed off at these guys. Nick thinks I should be asshole of the day for judging Matt Gaetz. Dude, Matt Gaetz is a fucking greaseball. Yeah, but you can't judge him until you get the facts. Fuck you and your facts. I got the facts. Jackie, my daughter, is nominated for the card. Diana for lying about shish kebab party. Madison for coming unglued. You notice my name is not in any of these. Michael Strahan. Let's see. People who cry about Wheel of Fortune. The stupid deer. The guy who hit the fire truck. Let's see here. I am going to put Matt Gaetz as your asshole of the day. Yeah, you know, the guy who had sex with a 17-year-old. And he's 36 years old. And then he's lying about it. Matt Gaetz is the asshole of the day. No, no, it's extortion. Bullshit. You guys know full well. The only reason why you're saying we got to let the investigation play out is because you're fucking so far right, it's unbelievable. Aha! Terry, you ignorant slut. Oh, this is going to be great. All right. Get Terry's ignorant. What did I do to piss you off, Terry? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry, it's Eric.
What's going on, buddy?
From the Eric Zane Show podcast. Have you heard of it?
I have.
Okay, what happened? It's you wrote, oh, you pissed me off. What could I have possibly said that could have pissed you off, Terry?
No, listen, man, you could never do anything to piss me off. I was just piling on.
Wait, what?
I was just piling on from those out-of-state fellas that give you all the shit all the time.
Oh, like Dirk and Nick.
That's right.
Oh, so you're not even pissed?
No, I couldn't possibly be pissed at you, my friend.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm just too stupid to be pissed at, huh?
I've got too much going on, man. I can't waste my time being mad at people.
Hey, thanks for the lunch at Captain Bizarro's the other day.
My pleasure, man. Glad to do it.
Yeah, that was great. And I also got the story about how you discovered your cousin again, Jason Mays.
Yeah, after a long time, almost 15 years.
He told me that when you guys, because it was at the Great Food Giveaway that you saw each other, and you're like, my God, I think I know you, but you weren't 100% sure it was your cousin, right?
Yeah, we were standing there talking to each other for a half an hour maybe before we figured it out.
I love that story, man. It's great. That is so cool. Man. All right, hey, what's a weekend store for you? Anything fun? You got Easter, maybe Easter egg hunt, get COVID? What's going on?
No, we're doing all of that, but just keeping it real tight. Just the family and my wife's brother and her kids. And
all right.
Do it in the yard or something.
All right, man. I love you. Thank you so much.
All right, Garrett.
All right, Terry.
Talk to you later.
All right, buddy. See you. He wasn't even pissed. Shit, I thought he was like, I'm so pissed at you, Eric Zane. Now, Dirk has to be pissed. I don't even want to talk to Dirk for fear that I'm going to say something nasty to him. Nick either. I've had it. I've had it with the abuse. You know, I'm just a punching bag. Everybody just gives me shit. I don't ever give anybody shit. You know, I try to be as sweet and kind to everyone. I never indict anybody. I never like accuse people of shit ever. It's I always play it above board. And I just get shit on by everybody. I can't even keep a straight face when I'm saying that. Okay. All right. Let's see. So I got asshole of the day done. Talk to Terry. Anything else? On Patreon, I have another gender reveal catastrophe to share with you. Okay. And so that'll be a little bit later on when we get to the Patreon. And I got to be, let's see, out the door by, let's see, I've got 1:45 appointment to get my shot that Dirk should get and that Patriot Nick should get. So I should probably be done by 1 o'clock. Should be no problem with that. Tonight I have the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast going on. So that's going to be a good time. Now, if you, I would love you to be in the Zoom studio audience. Now I'm just going to be sending out random, well, not random. I've got the usual suspects I'll be sending invites to. Some of you have that link. You can use that link again. Please keep it to yourselves, though, because I don't want to see any beheadings on there, okay? Keep it that way. And if you don't think that I have your email address or whatever, or you'd want to, hey, Zane, I would love to see it, please send me an email. That way you can play Bet on Ben, okay, for cash. And just be part of the Zoom studio audience, which is something we like to do on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And I would really like you to just sign up on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. And then that way you can get all that material and continue to have a good time with the accompanying Patreon bonus podcast and the Insane Asylum and all those things. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. So thanks a lot for that. If not, that's okay, too. I suggest you just try it out for $5 or $10 a month. And if you don't like it, you can cancel it and you get the rest of the month. But if you do like it, you can sign up for a full year and then save 10%. Okay. Thank you so much, folks. I appreciate it. It's always been another great week of podcasting. You're the best. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Till then, bye-bye.